State Museum officials in Juneau say they have an opportunity to do something they've never done before. KTOO's Matt Miller reports that they're starting with a blank slate when creating exhibits that chronicle the various periods and native peoples of Alaska.
And it's a pretty tall order to wrap your head around the task that we've been put to, which is to build a whole new exhibit from scratch, basically.
That's Steve Henriksen, curator of collections at the old Alaska State Museum in Juneau that has since been demolished. Henriksen says some of their old exhibit displays used to be cobbled together on a shoestring and with salvage materials over the years. That's not the case for the Father Andrew P. Kashevaroff State Library Archives and Museum building that's now under construction in the same place in downtown Juneau. He says they'll show native artifacts from all regions of Alaska, but their displays will likely have a Tlingit emphasis since the museum is located in the heart of Tlingit territory.
The theories of how migration happened or if it happened and in what direction are changing so much that we'll try to reflect some of that uncertainty in the exhibits. We're trying to get away from having definitive answers about history that's contested.
Henriksen says original house posts and a house screen that were on loan and displayed in the old museum's Tlingit Clan House have been returned to Klukwan in Seattle. A new Tlingit Clan House is now being built inside the new museum.
When houses like this have been put into museum exhibits before, there's been a tendency to try to skirt the thorny issue of whose house to put up by creating something that really never existed before, Eagle Raven House, or having a house that had everybody's crests in there as part of the carvings on the house posts.
Henriksen says visitors are usually confused. Instead, he says, they're working with Ak-Kwan members to accurately depict the house as belonging to a representative clan of one moiety as the host. Hats from the other moiety will be on display inside the house. The clan house will include objects ranging from several hundred-year-old artifacts to contemporary native art, like a painted panel by Jim Schopert.
It's going to be continually reinforced that Alaska natives, Tlingits, and other tribes are still here and still doing many of their traditional activities. So there won't be this implicit understanding that all of those people were just in the past and have been assimilated.
Elsewhere in the museum, Henriksen says cross-cultural exhibits will show similarities and compare differences between all Alaska Native groups and tribes on trade, art, basketry, bentwood objects, and watercraft. The grand opening of the Father Andrew P. Kashevaroff State Library, Archives, and Museum is planned for May. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.